America now has the most coronavirus cases on Earth. That adds new urgency to the House vote on the $2 trillion stimulus bill, which is set to put money in American pockets.
The checks are a big deal.
The package is very close to reality, so it's a good time to dig into the details. Plus, the bear market ends for now. We'll talk about the surprising stock bets CEOs are making. It's Friday, March 27th. I'm Mark Garrison with The Wall Street Journal, and this is What's News. There are now close to 86,000 confirmed cases of coronavirus in America. That is the world's highest number, having just passed China and Italy. New York accounts for close to half of American cases. The Trump administration is working on a new set of guidelines that will classify counties according to coronavirus risk level to help state and local authorities decide whether to tighten or relax social distancing measures. Vice President Mike Pence explains.
We're going to examine that data very carefully, and we'll be presenting this weekend the president a range of recommendations and additional guidance for going forward. The president's made it clear that, in his words, he wants to open the country up, but we're going to do that responsibly.
The House is working to move quickly to pass the $2 trillion economic rescue bill. We'll talk about a final potential roadblock and also what the package provides a little later in the show. The Navy is changing plans for an aircraft carrier after multiple sailors tested positive for the coronavirus. The USS Theodore Roosevelt has more than 5,000 aboard, and all will be tested during a stop in Guam. It's the first time a major military operation has been disrupted by the pandemic. The U.S. is charging Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro and senior government officials with drug trafficking and conspiring with terrorists. Attorney General William Barr explained the move, which includes multi-million dollar rewards for their arrests.
Maduro and his other defendants have betrayed the Venezuelan people and corrupted Venezuela's institutions. While the Venezuelan people suffer, this cabal lines their pockets with drug money and the proceeds of their corruption. And this has to come to an end.
Maduro gave a speech on TV calling the indictments dirty, false accusations. In a moment, we'll check on markets to see some interesting new stock bets CEOs are making. A rally on Wall Street ended the bear market yesterday, making it the shortest bear market in history. Stocks are still down from their recent peaks, though, among those who are buying shares, company CEOs and other insiders who seem to believe their own company shares are on the way up. Caitlin Ostroff explains.
A lot of corporate executives are looking at that and they're going, you know, not only is it a good time to buy now, it also is a way that I can reassure investors. So for a lot of people, seeing corporate executives buy their own shares is actually a sign that they have confidence. They're willing to put their own stake into the market because they think that we're going to get through this. Now, not all corporate executives are buying shares in their own company. We've seen some also selling, but more have been buying than they have been selling. And we've had a record number of corporate executives who have been buying. And so what that tells investors is while we're in this market route now, there might be a better outlook ahead and that corporate executives are also betting on that.
The fate of the $2 trillion stimulus bill is now in the hands of the House, which is scrambling to push it through today. But there's a potential roadblock in the form of one House member's objection. It might force the leadership to bring enough legislators in to form a quorum. That is not something many want to do when the coronavirus pandemic advice is for people to stay home. Journal congressional reporter Natalie Andrews spoke with our Charlie Turner about what's needed to pass the package and what's inside.
Natalie, with the social distancing rules in mind, and I know a lot of representatives are sort of keeping themselves scarce or back in their districts, how is the House going to hold this vote?
The House is planning to do the voice vote. The problem that can arise with that is that one lawmaker is allowed to call for a roll call or just issue an objection that there's not a quorum present. And a member could do that. Congressman Thomas Massie, a Republican from Kentucky, told a radio station that he planned to vote against the bill and also suggested that he may object to the bill passing by a voice vote. Mr. Massie is known for being a fiscal conservative. He often votes against spending bills and does not like it when Congress bypasses the rules. This is a $2 trillion bill that is getting just a little bit of debate on the House floor. So if he objects, the House may need to do a roll call vote where they would be required to have a certain number of members in the House, and two-thirds of those members would need to approve it. House bills can pass on a simple majority, but that requires additional steps, and the House is trying to do fast-track procedures.
And I can imagine that with some members of Congress ill from the coronavirus, a lot of lawmakers would understandably be nervous about traveling back to Washington. Tell us briefly what's in the $2 trillion stimulus package.
A lot. So one thing that is a key focus for a lot of people are the direct checks that are going to Americans. If you make under $75,000, you are going to get a $1,200 check in the mail, an extra $500 if you have a child. And then that amount goes down if your income is higher. For people who are unemployed, Democrats call this unemployment insurance on steroids. The unemployment insurance is extending to gig and contract workers. And also, if someone needs to file for unemployment insurance, they will get an extra $600 a week to help them while they're unemployed for 4 months. Those are two key things that directly help people that are struggling, likely struggling during this time. There's also a lot in there for businesses. Small businesses, there's a $350 billion package for loans for small businesses. And part of that effort is to keep Americans from being able to continue to work, or to keep these businesses going so that Americans continue to be on payroll and work, and that these small businesses can keep going if they are a business that doesn't have people coming in through their front door.
If the president signs this bill immediately, how fast do we expect those checks to be in the mail?
The checks are a big deal, and I understand that for a lot of people. I've received a lot of emails from readers asking about the checks and asking, when do they come? The short answer, not right away, but the reason why the money is coming through the IRS is because the IRS already has your contact information. It's tied to people who have filed a 2019 tax return. The number one question I've received from readers is if they are on Social Security or if they didn't file their taxes for 2019, how do they get a check? The short answer really is go file your 2019 taxes. Even if you don't have any income to claim, or if you're in a unique situation, file the taxes because that's how the IRS will find you.
Airlines were their own separate part of the stimulus with $50 billion, half in loans and half in direct grants. We're reporting that Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin has signaled he may ask airlines for stakes in their companies if they take that direct aid. This is very reminiscent of the 2008-2009 bailout, isn't it?
Yes, and we heard the discussion of 2008 and the bailout and how that worked for airlines all week as Democrats and Republicans negotiated this bill. Airlines, because no one's traveling right now, have seen a major hit. And Democrats wanted to make sure that airlines couldn't, say, file for bankruptcy and get out of some of the agreements they have with the unions for their employees. So the reason why this is split up is actually because of what some of the employers were asking for and the employees in an effort to avoid layoffs.
And finally, bars in New York are doing what they can to survive as pandemic regulations force them to stop doing their usual business. A state rule change allows them to try something they couldn't before, cocktails to go. But New York is not New Orleans, and so this is unusual to most drinkers and bartenders there. And transition has been tricky. Lots of drinks don't travel well, so classic cocktails with just two or three ingredients tend to be best. Right now, martinis and Negronis in bottles and to-go cups are keeping bartenders working. And that's what's news for this morning. We'll be back with another updated podcast this evening, and we will keep covering the pandemic and other stories on WSJ.com and our app. Also, we want to answer your questions about the coronavirus pandemic. Call 315-992-8298 and leave your questions on our voicemail. We'll have our reporters and experts get you answers. I'm Mark Garrison with The Wall Street Journal. Thanks for listening.